streets don't love you back. Stay tuned every Wednesday at 11:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 8:30 Pacific, with your hosts, Boyd and Lucinda, for the hottest talk show in existence. The streets don't love you back.
Good evening and welcome to the Streets Don't Love You Back show. Today is November 21st, 2012. I'm your host, Lucinda, with my co-host, Boyd. And our topic is, as always, the streets don't love you back. Join us every Wednesday night with real people, real stories, and real changes as we hear the truth about gangs, drugs, violence, abuse, and other life issues. We have a great show for you tonight. We have Miss Rosa Sanders, and she's going to share her story with us, a very sad story. Her 15-year-old son was shot and killed 2 years ago. It'll be 2 years tomorrow. So we're going to hear her story, and we definitely ask that Kevin Anthony Sanders rest in peace. And before we hear Rose's story, we're going to welcome Boyd to the show.
Thanks, everyone. We thank everybody who tunes into the show every Wednesday night around the world. And as my wife said tonight, the show tonight is Ms. Rose will be sharing her message about her son's untimely death. And we're just asking people to have any information about this incident to step forward and just get involved with solving this case, because this is a case that needs to be solved. So with that being said, indeed, I would like to pass the mic over to Mr. Rose, and she can formally introduce herself.
Hi, everybody. My name is Rosa Sanders. I'm from Illinois, Cicero, Illinois. We're close to we're like 6 miles away from Chicago, Illinois. I had my son is Kevin Anthony Sanders. I always called him me, my mom and dad, and his sister, always Anthony by his middle name. But he's just my firstborn son, and my only son is just a blessing. I had him right out of high school, and just graduated high school, and he was my everything, and he was real good baby, real.
I think we lost Rosa here for a minute. Hopefully, I think her phone might be muted, but let's just wait here just a second and see.
Baseball.
Oh, there you go. I think you muted your phone for a second, so we lost you for just a minute. So you might have to repeat yourself.
Can you hear me, Lucinda?
I can hear you now. I think you might have muted it for a second or something. We lost you for a couple minutes.
Oh, okay. Maybe my phone. Should I start from the beginning or the middle?
Go ahead and start from the beginning. We heard a little bit.
Okay. Well, my name is Rosa Sanders. I live in Illinois, Cicero, Illinois. We're like 6 miles from Chicago. My son is Kevin Anthony Sanders. We've always called him Anthony by his middle name. His friends, he was known to his friends as either Sanders or Kevin. He had a couple nicknames on the basketball court. He was a very outgoing, athletic, real smart boy. He loved basketball, football, baseball. He played, in high school, middle school, and, in his spare time, his free time. I had him right out of high school. I was 19 when I had him. It was such a blessing. God blessed me with him right out of high school, and it's taken from me, at 15 years old, or at the hands of someone else,
Can you hear me, Rosa?
Oh, yeah, I hear you.
Okay. Go ahead.
Yeah, it'll be 2 years. My son was murdered. It'll be 2 years. 2 years tomorrow, this year, on Thanksgiving, which makes it worse, you know. It's just terrible. Just can't explain it. It's a struggle every day. I came home from work November 22nd. It was a Monday, I remember, about 5:40 in the evening, and I guess he was murdered, or the police told me about 5:04. Came home with police cars everywhere, police cars, the ambulance, and to be greeted to, Miss Sanders, to sit down now. No, it's your son. I thought maybe he was hurt, something, beat up or something, but never to hear that, no, he's killed. He's gone. Terrible, and he was home right from school. He still had a school uniform on. It was raining. It was a rainy day. It was just, in the alley, right by the house in the alley. He was murdered. We lived down the street from the fire department. We had a camera. Well, there was a camera there. It didn't pick up the license plate, but they know it's a red maroon van. Maroon van with the silver trim around it, an older model, That's it. And it's still an ongoing investigation. No one's, those responsible haven't been, arrested. It's ongoing investigation is what I'm told from the detectives.
Right. And nobody knows exactly why that happened.
No, they don't know. They said it could have been mistaken identity. It could have been with a girl involved if she had a boyfriend, and they don't know. I still, to this day, it's 2 years later, no one's been arrested, and I just don't know what happened.
Was your son involved in any kind of gang or drug activity or anything like that?
No. We lived in Lyons, Illinois. We were there for like 9 years. Then we came here in Cicero. Actually, this is where I grew up. My mom and dad are here. I moved in back with them. And then we were here maybe 18 months, I think it was, 18 months. And this happened. We weren't here long at all. 18 months after we moved back here, after moving from Lyons here, he gets murdered. They say maybe he was wanted, someone wanted to him in a gang, and Anthony resisted. And we just don't know what happened.
Yeah, it could be a gang initiation or something, too, that, a lot of times
right,
you have to
somebody. Right.
Wow.
Yeah,
the
detective said that they these people, murdered before, and it seems like that they murdered before, and they'll murder again without a doubt, and, they need to be caught. But they said, it's not the first time, that they did it, but it's amazing that they told me that, they killed before and they'll do it again, and they don't have anything. No, I guess it was raining that night. It washed away any evidence that was there. It was washed away. It was 5:00. It was already dark by then. No witnesses that are willing to come forward. But the police always said that it wasn't gang. It wasn't gang related. What was that, Lucinda?
You said that there was a witness that saw that there was three people there.
Right. There was a witness coming home from work. Yeah, coming home from work. He said that he heard, he heard the gunshots, and he was parking his car in the garage, and he saw the car, the red van. That's how the red van came about, and just pulling out, screeching tires, leaving, out of the alley very fast, high speed.
Now, did they
find
any?
There was three of them.
Did they find any bullet casings or anything like that around?
Right, they said that they had the casings, yeah. And there was word on the street that one gun was being sold. They said there was a gun being sold in the street, but they ran it, with the ballistics, and it didn't match. It didn't match the gun that was used to murder my son. So there was a dead end, another dead end, But,
and what kind of gun were they using?
It was, he told me when I was there a few months back, and I don't remember. I know it was what was that?
A 9mm?
I think that was it, the 9mm, yeah.
Okay, I was wondering if it was a small handgun or if it was a big automatic weapon or something.
Right, yeah, they said it was just a handgun, a small one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, and I just want to ask you too, Ms. Rose, when this incident first happened, why didn't the police take initiative to jump right on it instead of being lackadaisical about this case?
Right, right. That's why I told them my months passed. I remember a couple months when they went to 4 months, 6 months, and I was always contacting them. And I'm like, well, how, you guys know it's a maroon van. It came in the alley, you know, and they were never on top of it right away, you know, to find that van. And I remember even myself, if I'm driving around, I would see one. I would take a picture on my phone and send it to him. And then he would tell me at the beginning, oh, we got pages and pages of that van. It could be two or three different makes and models. You know, it's hard to find it. And then it just they didn't do anything else about it. They said they couldn't narrow it down. And then, again, with the video camera, there's this camera, seeing a van coming in the alley, but couldn't pick up the license plate. Just recently, we were out Friday passing out flyers again, the 16th, November 16th, and, you know, there he's trying to tell me, even before I went in a week before that in the station, and same thing, he told me, oh, well, we're still on Windows 95, and we don't have the equipment and the technology like other police departments do, that they don't have, they're not up to speed, up to date. I'm like,
that's,
I don't know, it's just amazing.
That's their problem, not your problem. They need to do their
job. They need to do their jobs, right. Right.
Oh, this is terrible. They see now that they can't at least, I mean, don't give you that kind of answer, because that's not even right. We don't have the right technology. I mean, if you don't have it, get it or take it somewhere else to get it analyzed by someone that does have it, because you do it all the time. You know, it's been all
right.
The world. They
right.
can enlarge those pictures and find out all kinds of stuff.
Right. Yeah, there was another lie that they told me, that they were going to do lie detector tests on a few kids, like two or three different kids. Oh, yeah, I'm going to give them lie detector tests. I kept asking them about, oh, no, one's not neat.
They're going to give a bunch of kids lie detectors, huh? That's crazy. Well, we dropped, Miss Rosa just dropped, so we're going to wait for her to call back in. And while she does that, do you want to, well, let me just let everybody know that we are having our fourth annual Christmas toy drive coming up here this next month. And we have our boxes in several different places here in Maricopa. Or if you'd like to donate to the cause, you can go to our website and deposit the donation into our PayPal account. And you can also send any unwrapped toys to our P.O. Box at P.O. Box 1093, Maricopa, Arizona, 85139. And we just look forward to making a lot of kids this Christmas happy, and we thank everybody out there for your support, and we look forward and doing this every year with your help.
Yeah, just want to say, while we're waiting on our guests to get back, we just like to just thank everybody around the world who's done supported our movement and support us in educating these young kids about gangs, drugs, and violence. And there's truly a better way in life than be trying to be a street thug or a dope dealer. All that's a dead end. It's just washed up. You know what I mean? You never win on that page at all. So my word to you today, if you listen to this, education is the key to success, because once you're educated, nobody could ever take that away from you. But they can take your life and anything else. when you're doing wrong. So we're back with our guest, Ms. Rose, again. And Ms. Rose, you can continue where you left off at.
Right, yeah, I will say it. Yeah, just to go on every day is just a struggle, to say the least. I mean, those responsible, if there was three guys, one pulled the trigger, I don't understand how those other two are not talking yet. They won't talk for nothing. I mean, it's beyond me. Just no respect nowadays for life, you know. They just go on to their, you know, their daily routine and like nothing. I don't understand how a person could take a life. What makes, who are they to take a life? I mean, to take my child's life at 15 years old. I mean, what could he have done wrong, you know, so wrong for them to take, you know, take his life? It's nothing.
Right.
No one has that right. You know, no one has a right to take anybody's life.
Exactly.
On a child, you know. Yeah, I mean,
Go ahead.
No, I was going to say he was just 15 years old. I mean, he was a summer baby, August 9th, and then 15 and, 3 months he was. So.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's just horrible. I can't even imagine.
Yeah, it's just...
Did they have any other unsolved mysteries in that area or any other murders around that same time, maybe that is related to that?
Well, you know, that was one. I think he was 4 years. Yeah, 4 years ago he was murdered. I think he was 18, an 18-year-old kid. And his girlfriend, actually, they were in the car, and she was pregnant. She was 17, and yeah, a car took off, and then the guy was on foot, and he ran to meet the guy that was in. But that was never, that was unsolved too. So there was two murders and a baby because she was pregnant, an 18 and a 17-year-old, and nothing. They always say, oh, well, we know who did that. And they even tell me, they'll tell me to my face, you know, we know who murdered them, but we don't have no witnesses or anything to anyone to come forward. That's what,
wow.
You know, I was told. And yeah, and those were, and there were my, her name was Beverly. This was just over it was like maybe 5 minutes away from my house. Her grandson was murdered. He was 16, and it's going on 6 years in March. They never, no one's got that crime either.
Wow.
Yeah, so I wish she'll could call on me, check on me, you know, every now and then, you know, she'll call, how are you? But I'm like, oh, have you heard anything? Have you heard? And she'll, no, it's been 6 years in March, you know, for her, and nothing. No one's been arrested. So, yeah, there's other ones, too.
The scary thing, too, is that you could be standing next to that person at any time, and they may know who you are, and you don't know who they are.
Right. Yeah, so I'd be walking down the street, someone just looking at me, I'm like, do they know my son? Do they know Anthony? Is this person who did it? You know, just, yeah.
Right.
Yeah, very scary.
Many answered questions and, wow. Yeah,
yeah,
you did a rally. You said you did a rally on November 16th. Was that a candlelight vigil and rally to make more awareness of the situation?
Right. It was a candlelight vigil and then to raise awareness, yeah. Awareness. We went to in the community, passing out flyers. You know, put them in people's mailbox on cars, give them to people. Because the new flyers is our third different flyer. So we were out again November 16th.
And how often do you do that?
Well, we've done it a couple of times, even with Crime Stoppers. There's a gentleman, George McDade from Chicago, Illinois. He's came out. I think we did that 3 times with Crime Stoppers and handing off flyers. So, and then myself, I have a bunch of them ran off, and I'll just, you know, whenever I'm at a store, give them to people myself or hanging them up. You know, I was out the other day by the high school, Morton East High School. I was putting up a few flyers up around there. So, yeah. Even if we're not in a whole group, I try to always do something by myself, you know, put them on cars or hand them to people, hanging them up.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, was his father involved in his life? Were you guys told?
Yeah, we were, you know, I'm divorced now, but we were, yeah, on and off. He was, you know, in his life whenever he wanted to come around, whenever he wanted to come around.
Okay.
That was his firstborn son as well, so, you know, he's taking it pretty hard, and my dad pretty much, really looked at him like, raised him as his own son instead of a grandson, you know, so then my parents are 72, you know, both of them in there. Taking it really, really hard. Like, why? And we're here. Grandparents are supposed to go before their grandkids. You know, he's a kid. He's a child.
Right.
Yeah, they're taking it hard. Yeah.
And then you have a 10-year-old daughter.
Yeah, my daughter is 10. Yeah. Yeah.
So there's a few years in between that they were close as can be, huh?
Yeah, there were 6.5 years. Yeah, difference. But yeah, they were real close. Yeah, real close. She even tells me she'll have memories of him. Mom, remember when Anthony used to tell me stories about that friend of his, Poopicus? You know, I was like, he would just laugh. I was like, yeah, he was funny, wasn't he? He was just always telling jokes, always making everyone laugh, his sister laugh. And, you know, some of his girlfriends came out, you know, on Friday, and they're just like, yeah, he was always funny, always making us laugh. And even a girl from middle school, she was there, Bianca, she came out on Friday, and she's like, I remember him telling me, he was always talking around the cell phone. I'm like, Anthony, give me the phone. You know, you got school tomorrow. And he would tell her, she's like, and he would tell me, oh, my mom can hear me. My mom can still hear me. I better get off the phone. And she's laughing and crying at the same time. She's like, he's just such a good, you know, good friend. And I'm like, well, it's hard on them. They are 17 years old and couldn't, you know, can't make sense of it, you know. So, you know,
right.
There's a friend of mine. He's here one day and he's gone, you know, one the next. But, yeah.
It's hard for kids at that age, too, teenagers, to lose their friends. How
right.
much support have you gotten from his friends? And do they still come around or talk to you?
Yeah, I get a few. Oh, yeah, they'll come around or they'll call. I mean, a few of them, like, befriending me on Facebook, too, and they'll leave me messages. And, oh, yeah, they'll put in their, you know, their comments. Rest in peace, Anthony. You're all loved and missed. And from his guys, the one he used to play basketball with, they, you know, they called him Mello. You know, it's like Carmelo Anthony, Mello. You know, we miss you, you know, rest in peace. But, yeah, they'll call and every now and then and check and, you know.
Right. Now,
yeah.
What other support do you have, you know, besides your family and close friends? We know that you belong to a couple of, at least one Facebook group. What support groups have been?
Yeah, there's groups on, yeah, it was amazing on, like, Facebook how many other mothers lost their kids, you know, some to murder or sickness or, you know, illness and car accidents. It's just amazing. Yeah, it's a group called Grieving Mothers. And there's a group here in Chicago that we meet used to be every week. Now it's every other week. And it's for moms who lost their kids to violence. So there's, like, five other moms and, two cases have been solved, and one just got in the solve too. Mine and another boy. He was 16 years old, and she came out Friday and brought some flowers. You know, her son was stabbed to death in the little village neighborhood here in Chicago, Illinois, and she was still, of course, still was upset. You know, oh, hang in there, you know, and crying, and yeah, she has no. You know, her case was never solved either. It's not as long as 2 years. I think it may be a year and a half. But nothing with her son. No one's been arrested, and no one with Anthony in my case either.
Right, and I think nowadays with these unsolved cases that be going on, I just think sometimes that they just look at it as, you know, that's just some youngster something done happened to. And I think they overlooked that a lot of youngsters out here getting killed ain't in gangs. They ain't involved with violence. They ain't involved with getting in trouble. You know what I mean? They just trying to go to school and get educated, you know?
Right.
And I think
right.
that get looked over a lot of times out here in the communities when things happen in communities where it's an urban community where, you know, people gets in a lot of trouble in them areas, but, you know, everybody things happen to, they ain't out there getting in trouble. They ain't out there running with gangs. So I just want to make that point on the national radio tonight, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, and they'll tell me, too, the detective even said on Friday, and I've heard it all, well, we know it's not gang, it wasn't gang-related. Okay, well, you guys know it's not gang-related. Well, who did it? You know, who did it? Find the one who did it. We know for sure it's not gang-related. But, I mean, I know for sure, yeah, he wasn't in a gang. Yeah, I'm positive that. He was very athletic, very lovely, very smart, you know, very smart and athletic, and that's what he wanted to do, be a pro basketball player. He wanted to play ball. Yeah.
Now, tonight, Rose, I want you to let the viewers know tonight, what is your message to the world right now dealing with your son's case, and what is your message to other mothers that's going through the same grieving process you're going through?
Yeah, it's hard. I mean, it's very hard for the other grieving moms that are out there. You know my pain, you know the struggle it is to just go through every day. That's not how, you know, it's supposed to be for, you know, a mom to bury her child. It's supposed to be the other way around. Kids are supposed to bury us, you know. But, yeah, I say that, I mean, I'm very, you know, religious. I'm Catholic and try to, it's hard even, you know, struggle to. We had the mass today, you know, at church for my son. And I try to be, you know, look to God, hang around more positive people. You know, I have a friend of mine, her son was sick, and he passed when he was 11 years old, and I went out to lunch with her on Saturday, and she gave me a few books to read, and, you know, like The Afterlife and Communication, very sweet woman, and she's like, oh, Rosa, aren't you glad Jesus, God blessed us with two beautiful boys, and, you know, and then she'll send me an email, Rosa, aren't you glad God had blessed us with our daughters? Yeah, she's got a daughter as well left, you know, and she's just always so positive, and it's like, you know, I try to be, you know, a little bit more positive, but her son was only 11, but he was sick, and with me, with Anthony, it's, you know, he was only 15, but it's just the fact that someone pulled that trigger, you know, someone took his life from him. It's just, it's, you know, it was a murder, it's unsolved, you know, a homicide. It's just so much anger and rage, I think, and instead of when your child, I mean, of course, I know it's been 3 years for her. I mean, a mom's always going to grieve the loss of her child, no matter, you know, which way it happened, you know, at the hands of another person and not coming forward and, you know, taking responsibility for it is, it's just very, very difficult to, you know, to go on.
Yeah, and, you know, I'm glad you expressed that point tonight because there's so many mothers and fathers, that's a father out here to their child, is going through that same thing on a daily basis, you know, grieving over their child getting murdered and getting took. And then you got some that's getting took by senseless gang violence, and that is on the top of the charts now, you know what I mean? Gang violence is on the rise nowadays. And,
right.
We must definitely keep our youngsters away from that lifestyle because just like selling drugs, oh, that's a momentary lifestyle, you know? Yeah, 1 minute you're here, the next minute you're gone, you know? And
right.
Just like his son, he was an innocent bystander. And someone just sought to just snuff his life out, you know what I mean? So it's just crazy how an individual can just wake up and just look to snuff somebody's life out. And that goes on every day as well out here, you know?
Right. Yep.
Yeah. So,
you know, when I hear on the news another child being murdered, I'm like, oh, my God. And my tears, you know, my eyes fill up with tears. And I'm like, oh, here's another parent, you know, that are going to be grieving. And, you know, oh, my gosh, I know their pain, you know? And it's like every day, it's almost daily, you know, and so sad. And yeah.
Right. That's just like my brother, you know. I had a brother, he just got out of prison last year, you know. He did 17 years in prison, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And he got out last May. But then October the 30th of last year, he got caught up in a drive-by shooting that wasn't even meant for him. They were shooting at somebody else, and bullet caught him in the chest, you know what I mean? So, you know, we still going through our motion with that as well. So I'm feeling you all the way
right.
with that. You know, the grieving process never stops, you know. And
right.
His mother have never been found yet either, you know. So we all on that same page in life, a lot of us. And we're looking for justice for our loved ones, you know. We're looking
right.
for, you know, them to get understanding behind this thing, you know, and because
right.
nobody ain't just don't know where somebody's at. You know, if you done did something wrong, somebody know you did it, because you can't never hide that in America and nowhere else, you know. And
right.
Eventually somebody going to get upset and going to come tell, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how you end up getting caught anyway, because somebody always know. Somebody always knew.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's just how long it's going to take them to come out and tell. And that's just the bottom line, you know?
Right, right. Yep.
Yeah, so with that being said and did, I'll pass the mic back to the missus.
Okay.
All right. Rosa, can you give out the detective's numbers and any other numbers you have if anybody has any information regarding this case?
Oh, sure. If anybody knows anything, I mean, you could remain anonymous no matter how big or small, you know, any if you think it's a tiny or, you know, something that's irrelevant, don't think that it could always mean something, you know. You just call the two detectives working the case. It's Detective Oriema and Detective Perez, and their phone number is 708-652-2130. Detective Oriema, I have another phone number for him. It's 708-935-4412. And they're with the Cicero Police Station.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Do you have any last words or last shout-outs? Any other information you want to get out before we close tonight?
The offenders, they were in a maroon colored van. They had a silver trim around it. They were, you know, fleeing in that. So anybody who thinks they know, you know, anyone who has a maroon older van, maroon colored with the silver trim, you know, just call. You could remain anonymous. You could call the, you know, the police station.
You
call the detectives.
And what city was that in, Rosa?
It's in Cicero, C-I-C-E-R-O, Cicero, Illinois. That's where the murder
and
took place.
What are the streets that happened on, in case anybody was in that area?
Yeah, it was on 16th, well, it was in the alley. Messon was murdered in the alley of 55th Court and 16th Street.
Okay. And can you give out your Facebook pages? Because you do have that flyer and a picture on that flyer of the van.
Oh, sure. It's under Rosa. Then it's Brandon Isio. That's my maiden name. Brandon, BrandonIsio. And then Sanders, hyphen Sanders, SANDERS. And the flyers are on there. Actually, this is the ones that we had on Friday. The detectives brought new ones. It's the third flyer that we're working on. You know, it's the third one, and it's my son's pictures on there. And then it even has the van, you know, a similar van that was involved in the murder on this third flyer. So,
right. And then on your Facebook, there's a link to your page that is a page in memory of Anthony.
There's a link.
Go ahead.
I didn't hear you, Lissany. So there's a link for...
You have in memory page for Anthony.
Oh, right. Yeah, I made a in memory. Yeah, on Facebook, and I'll post in there. And it's fun. So yeah, we'll post in there. Yeah, it's in loving memory of Kevin Anthony Sanders.
Okay. Well, Rosa, we're very sorry to hear about your son and the injustice that you've come across in the last 2 years and you know, not being able to rest and, you know,
right.
find out who did this, because it's not normal for people to just take lives like that. And you know, we need to put an end to that and, you know, stop the senseless violence. And, you know, we just, you know, we're glad that you could come on the show tonight and share your story and get your message out. And
right,
and
no people can listen to it 24/7.
And, you know, like I told you before, you can post this radio show up. You can have your friends post it up. And anybody can listen to it. And you can get that information out as well. And,
okay. Yeah, thank you so much for letting me tell my story. And I hope it helped, and yeah, something new will come forward, and you know, some new information, and those responsible will get them soon, you know, hopefully.
Definitely. We'll keep that in our prayers, and hopefully that will they'll be able to find the murders of your son real soon.
Amen.
Right. Okay. Yeah. Thank you so much, Lucinda. Boy, thank you.
Oh, you're
welcome, Rosa. And as I spoke to you earlier, I asked you if he had a favorite song, and you told me that he liked Forever Young by Jay-Z. And so we're going to go out tonight with that song in memory of your son, Kevin Anthony Sanders. Rest in peace, Forever Young. And we'd just like to wish everyone a happy Thanksgiving and those cherished memories and moments with your families and loved ones tomorrow. And we wish you the best, Rosa, and keep in touch with us.
Okay, I will. Thank you.
Okay, good night. And we're going to go out with Forever Young.
Good night. Okay, good night. Thank you.
Are you gonna drop the bomb or not? Let us die young or let us live forever. We don't have the power, but we never say never. Sitting in a sand pit, life is a short trip. The music's for the sad man. Forever young, I wanna be forever young. Do you really want to live forever? Forever and ever.
Thinking that far. You know what I mean?
So we living life like a video, where the sun is always out and you never get old, and the champagne's always cold, and the music's always good, and the pretty girls just happen to stop by in the hood, and they hop their pretty ass up on the hood of that pretty ass car without a wrinkle in today, cause there's no tomorrow, just a picture perfect day that lasts a whole lifetime, and it never ends, cause all we have to do is if you want, let's stay in the moment, smoke some weed, drink some wine, reminisce, talk some shit, forever young is in your mind, leave them off, they can't erase neither space nor time, so when the director yells cut, I'll be fine, I'm forever young, forever young, I wanna be forever young, do you really want to live forever, forever and ever?
Fear not much where we're
alive. Life is for living, I live in a pie. See it somewhere up in the sky. Then I die, I'll be alive for a million years. Bye bye, so not for legends, I'm forever young. My name shall survive. Through the darkest blocks of a kitchen, souls of a pirate plot. My name shall be passed down to generations while debating up in barbershops. Young slung, hung here, showed it a nigga from here. With a little ambition, just what we can become here. And as the father passed the story down to his son's ears, younger kids, younger every year, yeah. So if you love me, baby, this is how you let me know. Don't ever let me go, that's how you let me know, baby.
Forever young, I wanna be forever young. Do you really want to live forever? Forever, never.
Let it run. Slamming Bentley doors, hopping out of Porsches, popping up on Forbes, gorgeous. Hold up, niggas started lost. They be talking bullshit. I be talking more shit. They nauseous. Hold up, I'll be here forever. You know I'm on my bullshit. I ain't with foreclosure. I will never forfeit. Less than four bars. Google, bring the chorus in. Did you get the picture yet? I'm painting you a portrait of young.
Forever.